today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is still morning, I assume. Yes. Today I'd like to speak a little bit about our seventh principle. It's my favorite principle. We affirm the moral responsibility of the individual and that we make our own happiness or unhappiness the way we obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws. How many times do we hear people say, "I'm unhappy now because of my parents. I'm unhappy because of my teachers. I'm unhappy because of my ex-husband or my ex-wife." We blame other people for the fact that we are not able to adjust our lives according to situations that occur. We have to understand that the way we live our life in this world also affects the people around us. There's an interpretation in the National Spiritualist Association of Churches manual for the seventh principle, and it says, "Individuals are responsible for the welfare of the world in which they live, for its welfare or its misery, for its unhappiness or happiness. And if we are to obtain heaven upon earth, we must learn to make that heaven for ourselves and for others." Simple as that. There are so many means in which we can use in our lives to fulfill this obligation of the seventh principle. One of them, by the way, is the gift we have called risibility. Does anyone know what the word risibility means? We have this gift. We sometimes think hyenas have it too, but they don't. This is the gift that we possess. Wait a minute. I have the volume down too low. Hold on one second. I had this set before, and Spirit came in and moved that. That's our gift. And all that was the dad was throwing popcorn to their family dog. I found that on the internet. You know, babies smile during the first weeks of their lives. And they laugh during the first months of their lives. We take pictures, we take videos, and we laugh with our children when they first smile or laugh. It's kind of contagious, isn't it? I mean, I looked at the faces here and everybody was laughing just as the baby was laughing. It's just as contagious as a cold, just as contagious as the sniffles. But do we expose ourselves enough to this positive thinking and this positive aspect of lives? What happens to these babies as they grow older? Are we to blame for the fact that maybe they don't smile and laugh as much as they did as they were babies? And remember, when they smile and laugh, so do we. Laughter, they claim, is the best medicine. And it is. It's been proven that it's the best medicine. It increases blood flow to the brain. It prevents heart attacks. It produces hormones called happy hormones, called endorphins, which give us a lot of bodily happiness. They say a hearty laugh will sustain us for 45 minutes. So how do we continue to bring happiness into our lives through laughter? They claim that optimists, by the way, live longer because they smile and laugh and they have less stress in their lives. And when you have less stress in your lives, you feel better and you're healthier. One of the things we probably have to get rid of in our lives is Fox News, crime shows. Go to the movie theater sometime and watch the people as they're coming out of their respective theaters. You can almost tell what kind of a movie they watched. By the way, some of them have these horrible, fearful looks in their eyes for what they expose themselves to. And then you go and watch a happy movie, like we watched the other day. We went to see Dolphin 2. We ended up crying. I mean, it was happiness, crying with happiness, because it was beautifully done, and it was a happy movie. What other ways can we bring happiness to ourselves and fulfill this principle? We can exercise, even if it's walking. Exercise makes us feel good. When we exercise, we're not criticizing people. When we exercise, we're happy because we feel well. Laugh at yourselves. Better than not. Put funny posters around your home or your office and change them often. I did that when I was teaching junior high years ago. Every Monday, I would come in with a different poster or a different saying or a different joke and post it on the bulletin board. And the kids would come in on a Monday morning and start off their Monday morning laughing. And it was good, because it was a good start to their week. Put a happy screensaver on your computer so every time you turn the computer on, or you don't even have to turn it on, your screensaver's there. And you walk into your room or your office and you see happiness. Most of all, make a list of all of the blessings that you have in your life. This will make you smile. This will make you happy. And when you're smiling, you are happy, so are the people around you, because it's contagious. We also know that pets make us smile. They're wonderful in our lives. They find that senior citizens, even in some of the assisted living situations, when they have pets with them, they are happier. They socialize more. They have their animals to talk about. And that's very important. And also brings happiness to the animals. I volunteered at hospice for 7 years. I worked in hospice care and also home care. And I tried every day to bring some jokes with me just to lighten up situations in patients' rooms. For those that could hear, jokes were wonderful. They really laughed, and it started their day off really, really well. And if it wasn't a joke, there was a channel on each of their TVs that had soft, quiet music. And I always played the music for them. I always went into their rooms, and by the end of the morning, probably 24 patients had soft music streaming into their ears rather than the loud channels that had news and talk shows and all of the other stuff on. And those patients seemed to thrive. And it got to the point where I noticed that other volunteers and other nurses were doing the same thing, turning this channel on for the patients. I had some old 1930s and 40s CDs that my mom and dad had, and I brought those to the hospice one day and donated them to the music department, and they were like old, old songs, and some of the patients reveled in hearing some of those songs. They hadn't heard those in years. So the music department would go around every once in a while and play these CDs for the patients. And you could almost see these patients wanting to get up and dance. They were so happy to hear something that was so familiar to them and brought back things from their past when they were young people. When our daughter was ill, our doctors told us to keep her away from negativism. Don't let her listen to the news. I mean, she was going to hear it at school, but try as much as possible to let her watch funny shows, comedies. And when we started doing that, it was wonderful to hear her hysterical laughing every night listening to the Golden Girls. And even wonderful, more wonderful, when we went on a trip to Florida and she got to meet Rue McClanahan at a pool. So listening to somebody hysterically laughing is good medicine for all of us. When we are thinking positively, even if we're not smiling or laughing, when we're thinking positively, we are bringing positive results to our own bodies and also other people's, those who are around us, our families and our friends. When we are positive thinkers, we're also better healers, healers of ourselves and healers of other people. Because if you're not thinking positively, the healing is not going to be as effective. I remember years ago, my younger sister was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was told she needed surgery because she had a tumor on her right side. And I told her daughter and her son, you know what you do? Be positive about this. Don't be bemoaning the whole situation. You have a week. Start working on mom. Positive thinking. I said, take that tumor and just visualize it there and cover it, enclose it, envelop it. Do whatever you have to do to keep it from spreading or to keep it contained. And they both laughed at me, but they did it. And when Joni was operated on, the doctor came out into the waiting room and said to her husband, everything was fine, and something very strange occurred. When I lifted that tumor out of Joni's breast, it had a membrane around it. It was like a piece of cellophane that enveloped the entire tumor, and he said I was able to just go in and lift it. And she's been fine, and I think it's been about 12 years. But unless they were thinking positively, they would not have even thought that this would have worked. So you don't have to necessarily be smiling and laughing all the time, but humor is good. There's a quote I have here. Humor gets you out of your head and away from troubles and inhibitions are released, and we can forget judgments criticisms, and doubts. So laugh your day away. Thank you.